Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast, President of Northland International University, Dr. Matt Olson. Good to have you here.
Well, Sam, it's good to be back.
I see you got your coffee.
I've got it. I'm ready to go.
Now, the person we're missing today is Doc O. Where's he at?
Well, he's out preaching and ministering. I say one of the great challenges I have is helping him to maintain some kind of a pace in this because he is such a giver of his life that I want him to be around for a long time. There's so many churches, pastors' conferences, and they just love to have him come. In fact, I was just with him out in Pennsylvania, and I don't know of anybody that does a better job with pastors and encouraging people mm-hmm. in ministry than Les Ola.
He's a barrel of fun to travel with, too.
He is so much fun. And I love him because he'll have you laughing so hard, and in 10 seconds he will drive a point home that will just put you under such deep conviction. And God's uniquely blessed him.
We always miss him when he's not on the broadcast and look forward mm-hmm. to having him back here as soon as he is off the road. But Matt, it's so good to have you here. You know, we've been talking about some exciting changes that God has brought about here at the Partner Ministry to Word for Life. And most of our listeners know that Word for Life is partnering in this broadcast with what used to be Northland Baptist Bible College, which is now known as Northland International University. And in our last broadcast, we walked through the whole idea that this name change, Northland International University, was something that the Lord led us to anchor us more deeply to the same mission that has always driven everything that's been true about Northland.
Right.
And that has been a commitment to aggressively promote the Great Commission around the world. And we spent our broadcast talking about that. I'd like to introduce maybe a second element that perhaps I think has been assisted and helped by the change. And I want to talk a little bit about how the change that God has brought about here is helping us to sharpen our focus as an institution. And I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, in reality, it hasn't been a change. It's been an addition. And I think that this is pretty much a fundamental understanding of the construction of this that mm-hmm. to me is beautiful, is that Northland Baptist Bible College has not changed. We still exist, we thrive, we're growing, and we see that continuing for the future. But we have created a new overarching canopy or an umbrella that will really serve to advance not only Northland Baptist Bible mm-hmm. College, but also Northland Graduate School and Northland Online and then Northland Center for Global Opportunities. So really nothing is going away. It is that we are providing a tool that communicates, advances those four primary entities, but it also will be a tool to help our students get into restricted access countries and that sort of thing. So that's a neat thing about this whole addition.
So in other words, let me see if I got this straight. It would be like a local church starting a day school and then maybe starting a Bible Institute and then starting, you know, a daycare center. And now they got these entities that were, let's say Brookside did that, Brookside right. Baptist Church. And as they start looking at how God is giving them all of these additional entities, at some point looking at that and saying, okay, we really have to come up with some kind of an umbrella that covers all of those and maybe coming up with something like Brookside Ministries.
Right.
Which would include Brookside Baptist Church.
Right. And I think that what it does is it helps you to communicate what you do. And that's part of our stewardship, because whenever God gives ministry, whether it's an orphanage or a local church or a school, then we have a stewardship not only to govern and to lead that ministry, but also to communicate, because the nature of the Great Commission is aggressively going out and telling the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we feel that the nature of an educational institution such as Northland is to aggressively get the word out. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much to build the institution, but as to carry out the work of the Great Commission.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure Brookside's not going to do all those things,
right?
Because some of our members are probably going, are we doing that? Not in the near future. But it does help, Matt, to realize that Northland Baptist Bible College hasn't changed. We haven't left our Baptist moorings and our Baptist heritages and our Baptist convictions, and we're still all about the gospel. But as God has expanded us beyond just the Bible College to the graduate school, to the online programs, to the Center for Global Opportunities, we really did need some kind of an umbrella that would help us kind of identify all of those things,
right.
Hence Northland International University. So I thought that was just a great move, and I know our listeners, once they understand all of the reasoning behind it, will embrace that with you and with the school. Let me ask you, how does this help to sharpen our focus when it comes to doing the mission?
We've got, with Steve with us today, has been, to me, an exciting part of the whole development of this idea, because he's helped us in really crafting this out so that it clearly communicates the idea of it. So, and Steve, you may have some thoughts, and Sam just asked you a question there, but the importance of really the structure and then the communication of that structure.
Oh, it's been amazing. When you first think about, you know, Northland and donning the name university, you wonder, what's happening there? The neat thing about it is that Northland's been functioning as a university for quite some time, even though they didn't call themselves that. I always thought that was kind of amusing when we first started talking about that, that you guys were a university even before you decided to call yourself a university. I think it goes to the kind of the calm and the humble spirit that Northland's always had over the years. But when we actually started talking to people, and the university helps them understand the full scope of what's happening at Northland. Whereas if you think about it just as Northland Baptist Bible College alone, it limited people thinking about, well, Northland is just this, and they didn't see the whole big picture of what Northland was really doing, which included all the stuff they were doing with the Center of Global Opportunities, their new online initiative. That only made sense to talk about in a university setting. But when people start thinking university, you start thinking, well, are they expanding into liberal arts and all this? And no, it really has been always been focused on just carrying out the Great Commission.
So it's still very centered on ministry. In other words, the focus has not been diverted away from or turning out ministry students prepared to go to the ends of the world to take the gospel.
That's it. And that's what really made all the sense in the world. And something you may want to talk about, Matt, a little bit is about how the term university overseas, what that means,
right,
and how it really helped a lot of the graduates from Northland to be able to tell their story and be able to position themselves as they went into especially restricted access countries.
Right. A lot of times people think of the university in a couple terms. They think, well, it means liberal arts or it means a particular size. But actually the word university has to deal with structure, that there's multiple structure. And we've had that for years. In fact, I think, Sam, it was in 1988 when the graduate school began.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we go back many years. And
you had five students.
So we've been functioning as a university in that sense. That historically, in the Bible college movement, there were no graduate divisions in that. So we have functioned this way for some time. So it has to deal with structure. We'll matriculate over 900 students every year in our various programs. And so that's not huge, but there are many universities that are smaller than that. The other issue is that when you use the word college, and we know what we mean when we say college, but overseas, college usually refers to high school or a form of prep school. So even in the last 10 years when our men have gone overseas and been involved in the works, we have to clarify that we are a university. Even though we don't use that in our name, that's really what we are. And so we thought, if we're going to be going from just local regional communication to global communication, we need to use terms that are understood globally. And so university says that. It communicates what we've been doing. And I think that with Sam, you've been a part of the graduate programs and have taught at that level for some time. And I think Dr. McLaughlin and Doc O helped begin that, but it really started flourishing later, and today it's a significant part of this ministry, the graduate school.
Yeah, I think when you first start anything, it starts under the umbrella of and with the assistance of some kind of a relationship with a mother institution, and Northern Baptist Bible College was our mother institution, and we were part of that for a long, long time, as you said, since 1988. But as the grad program began to grow, and we ended up putting in a Master of Ministries, a Doctorate of Sacred Ministries, and then we ended up putting in three very solid and very strong Master of Arts residence program. And as we, you know, I mentioned our on-campus residence program, even in the early 90s, we had maybe four or five students, and now we're well over 70 in those programs, and we have, faculty. And what ends up happening is there needs to be a sharpening of that focus, or else you just become like a shotgun, and you're just shooting things out. And so I think this move that the Lord has led you and the administration to make has actually helped us to retain our laser-like focus on Great Commission living and preparing servants. But instead of becoming a shotgun, now we have two rifles that are highly calibrated. And then with online, now we have a third rifle that's highly calibrated. And these entities throw camp on there. You know, you have another entity that is highly focused. And now instead of having a conglomerate of departments that are somehow all melded together, what I think you've accomplished is really sharpening the focus of each one, highly calibrating each one, so that every time those weapons fire for the Lord, the bullet is going exactly to a target called Great Commission and the preparation of that. So, I mean, that's how I would see the whole grad school side of it.
And that's really one of the beautiful things about all this. And as just being someone who is looking from really kind of the outside in at Northland, it has been amazing to see how much all this activity, all these things that are going on, is just to make sure that there is all about the Great Commission. I just think the church needs to hear more about this and be more focused on this. I think there's a lot of believers out there. I was one of them that when I was faced with that, when Matt really challenged me and all the administration and the faculty and the Northlands challenged me to start thinking Great Commission again, I was just almost like drinking fresh cold water on a very hot day. It was one of the most amazing experiences for me.
Well, you know, when we talk about Northland International University and what is our focus, and we say the focus has not changed since the beginning. And I think that in the context of higher education, because that's what we're involved in, there are many ministries that would not be defined as higher education. But we are in the ministry of higher education. And in the context of higher education, we would say it is our goal not only to provide outstanding academics. I mean, that to me, I wouldn't say that's just a given, but I mean, that's a very passionate pursuit that we have here is high academic standards and really giving young people the tools. But what would make us unique, I think, would be this, is that probably the most important thing we want a student to leave with is a right view of God. Because if a person does not have a right view of God, they will not have a right view of anything else. A.W. Tozer said, the view of God is the most important thing about you. And I would say this, that most students come to college with a flawed view of God. So that is just a critical part of what we do and a unique part of Northland. Then I would say what would flow out of a right view of God would be a right worldview. When we talk about worldview, Sam, we're talking, I mean, how you see everything in life, it's interpreted in a proper way, which is in direct conflict with postmodernism. So if you have an outstanding education with a right view of God, a biblical worldview, and then I would say what makes us unique is they leave with a Great Commission mindset. In other words, they leave thinking the gospel. So whether they're being a youth pastor or a missionary or teacher or a truck driver or a businessman, doctor, nurse, lawyer, that doesn't really matter. That's not the point. But they have right view of God, right worldview, Great Commission mindset. That's our goal. And I think that in the context of what we have here, that we can do that. I'm very excited about that focus.